What up, guys? What's going on? I thought my mic was off for a second, but I think it's on. There we go. Yeah. Grozerkin, I'm happy with your commitment to the bit. Trendsar, I'm doing good, man. I've had a good week. Thank you for asking. I hope you're doing well as well. I'm watching my my college football team win. Always a nice thing. Yeah, Greg. Appreciate you. Shout it out. I do have a Goth. I do have like a better mic, but I don't. I'm just using my SteelSeries headset for Firesides. But if I wanted to sound like Brisk, I could plug my mic in. Rody, I'm not an NFL fan nearly as much as I am college football. So Dolphins are. I don't know. I do save that mic for PI streams. Yeah, good call. Good call. Yeah, college tryhard are just more fun. I agree with you, Jay Kuhn. There's just more passion. Fans are better. Yeah, ZVB, we'll talk about that in a second. I will hit that up. Roll Tide. Man, imagine being a fan of a team on that good of a run. Hockey's great. Yeah, hockey's really fun. Hockey's a great sport to watch live. If you guys, by the way, can I throw out something here? This is for my American friends. Go to a NASCAR race, even if you don't like NASCAR. I know, it's a bunch of guys going in a circle. NASCAR is awesome to attend live. It's so good. Like, you don't have to be a race fan. It is just an experience. It's like you should go to a drag race, too. A Top Fuel drag race is amazing. I F1's awesome. It is so expensive. I've been to, I've been to Nürburgring. I've been to Silverstone. I've been to Montreal. I've been to Indianapolis. Missing a couple. But, yeah, I've been to many. Oh, I've been to Hockenheim. I've been to Spa-Francorchamps. So, yeah, I've not been to Monza. Anyway, so I've been to a lot of F1 races, and they're awesome, and I would recommend you go. But I would not recommend you go if you want to save money, because you can't. It is too fucking expensive. But the first time I saw an F1 car break, it was like my mind was broken. They were coming down. It was coming down the front straight of Indianapolis, and it's basically like a right-hand 90-degree turn off the front straight. And I inhaled deeply, because I'm like, this car is going to crash, because you can't see it on TV. Watching them break, it breaks your mind the first time you watch them break. They stop so fast. So it is very cool. But yeah, NASCAR, great experience to go to. Even if you don't like racing, same with IndyCar. You just go see it once and just feel the cars. Very fun. You don't have to enjoy it. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm a big race fan now. It's sort of like baseball, where the point is to go there, drink, eat elephant ears, man. Elephant ears, great American food for only having at fairs or NASCAR events, and just have fun. So let me encourage you to do that. It's not expensive either. This is vintage. We have 10 fireside topics that this man is talking about racing. You know, you put a mic in front of me, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. Sven asked if I'm going to come to the Nürburgring meet next summer. I mean, there's a chance. I think I'm going to be in Europe next summer, so there's a chance. All right. Kaz, I'm not going to bait it by you. Yeah, and wear hearing protection. Yeah, for F1, drag racing, NASCAR, wear hearing protection, please. You can always tell who the newbies are, because they're not wearing hearing protection. Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes. So, first thing, if you've been checking the Reddits, you might have seen this already, but Init informed us that they want to do a full reset on all of their blues at the start of the new year, so January 1st. I've talked to Shines about it. I explained, you know, that we don't think this is the greatest idea, but, you know, they want to go on their own path. So basically what's going to change is not too much. Init can roam to our space now, and we will treat them the same way we treat any other people roaming to our space, which is to shut them down if they tried to do so, right? But there's not going to be any kind of invasion or war. If there is a strategic fight, I think you can strongly expect initiative to be on our side and us to be on theirs. If, you know, Fountain were to be invaded, we would help them out, right? So it is not a you know, not going to be a big change, I think, from our perspective. Someone asked if they're going to farm Brave. They're specifically not going to farm Brave. So basically, they're going to pull down the ZXP Keep Star. Think that Shines thinks that that there is a potential that other blues will reset if they reset us. So I think he's hopeful for that idea, and you know, we'll see what happens. But that's a hope of his, and we will see what the what goes on with that. All right, and I'm gonna move on to what do we got here? We got a lot to talk about today. Yeah, first off, want to shout out Totality Squad in Pochvin. If you guys want to make a lot of money, Pochvin is now one option. We have a lot of other options that are good for it, but let me link that BR. Pochvin does get you make money and get kills. There you go, heck. So Totality Squad set up for the changes, and she's made some changes that probably favor us, I would say, in Pochvin, and we are taking advantage of them. So if that's what you're interested in and making money hand over fist, by the way, a ton of money, Totality Squad is a great way to do it. Another thing, we're going to talk about beacons a lot today, I think. We do have a beacon loot buyback, and a lot of you have been taking advantage of it. It's a good way to just sell your loot to the Alliance. You get straight cash, homie, and we make a little bit of ISKs for doing the effort of moving it all at once. So it's a win-win for everyone. Speaking of making money and having standing fleets, we have seen enemies infiltrating standing fleets with blue alts, and those with free move on have been abused. If you're running a standing fleet or you're in a standing fleet that's being run, please check and make sure that the free move is not on. This has not been a problem with, you know, Beehive, but it's been a problem with other, let's smaller standing fleets. So if you're in one and your FC doesn't have it on, just go ahead and remind him. And if you are the FC, go ahead and turn free move off. So I'll link you guys to Kill Mail from my experience this week. Let me copy this. There you go. That's my Ishtar loss mail. I want to talk about Ishtar's seems to be buffed Ishtar ratting by quite a bit. A lot of you guys have been messaging me. I've been talking with people in comms about how much money they're making doing Ishtars, and it is a lot of money. The buff has been pretty substantial to Ishtars. And it's a really good way to make, you know, your basically your passive ISK. Now, I was ganked in that Ishtar, and it was Orthrus, Vaga, and a Stiletto. And those active rep ones are so much better than, in my opinion, than the sig tanking ones that we ran before. That was like a 3.5, 4 minute battle where I was managing heat on my active repper. I drove off the Stiletto and the Vagabond. I couldn't get the Stiletto, the Vagabond, and the Orthrus off me all at the same time and break the lock, but it's an Ishtar. It paid for itself long ago. So, but it was much more exciting, much more fun, and it wasn't instant death like it used to be. So, if you're looking at the, maybe you hadn't done it for a while, let me just say that these active rep Ishtars are highly fun if you get in a fight, and they're making more money now than they were before. So, it's really a win-win in that scenario. I don't know about the fit. Someone's like D1 Flux Coil Lel. This is one that Anger gave me before we were ratting up the space, the ADMs before we announced this. So I actually just had this since then. We've been ratting like the directors were ratting this long ago. Is it AFK? Yeah, 100%. No, see, armor Ishtar is much better. Lower Sig, 100 mm, etc. Says MacDermot. This is where I disagree. The active one was so much more fun because it has active reps, meaning that I've been ganked several times. I actually got a kill. I could link it a while ago. I got a kill on it was I think it was a Scythe Fleet issue or something that tried to gank me in one. It just couldn't break my tank, and I killed it as it initiated warp off. So anyway, that's a fun thing to do now. I had a lot of fun doing it. I just want to let you guys know about that. Let's talk about more ways to make money. Ice mining. We have seen some of really big multi-boxers going through and cherry-picking ice. And especially now with more beacons being run, more dreads doing them, Stront prices going up, people are still cherry-picking. And if you don't want an alliance rule, like a Dark Ogre type rule for ice, just finish your belts. That's something that you guys can do to avoid, you know, if this is done by the line member, then we don't need to implement a rule. So especially if you're one of these big multi-boxers, you should definitely start finishing your belts so we don't have to deal with that. Because it does flip the ice belt when you finish it, which helps everyone, including yourself. Hey, more things to talk about. Incursions, another way to make money. We have an incursion open right now. And if you want to make a lot of this, there Nemas is spamming it. If you have an we have the Incursion Squad. It is a great way to make a ton of money. They're running like a ton of fleets right now and making a ton of money. So this is just I'm just going to talk about a lot of ways to make money, guys. This is a good place to be. Get yourself, you know, fat on the land right now. For the whatever could be happening in the future. Who knows? Who knows what could be happening in the future? It's interesting times in EVE Online right now. Things are being reset. We are in a exciting new position, and I am excited. I am very excited about our position. We are in a great position, very happy with where we are, and I'm happy with the future. Okay, another thing happening in this patch on Tuesday, Merc Dens will be basically fully turned online. What we are going to do is we are going to give them to corps based on participation. So if you currently have a Merc Den, you got to make some nice money while it was going on. After the patch, corps will be able to give them out as they desire. We will be informing the corporations how we'll be administering it, and then they'll be able to choose, you know, how they want to give them out if they want to. But there will be a pretty strong penalty for not managing them correctly. So it'll be up to the corp leadership to decide. So Kremlin will be getting that information, but just letting you guys know that will be the plan. If you're currently running them, you have made all your money back in day one, and it's been all profit since then. So congrats to you, and we'll be changing that come Tuesday. All right, another ratting thing. Man, I got a lot of ratting stuff to talk about today, but that's okay. We're settling in the space, so that's a good thing to do. DC ESI compliance. So Drakkaris has 45% ESI compliance. Every Imperium Alliance is required to maintain ESI compliance for their members. And because Drakkaris has been so low, we have seen issues with some people being let into their alliance that should not be. DC Ratters are now limited to ratting only in their space for non-escalations. So if you see a DC Ratter in your space until DC fixes their ESI compliance, and this will apply to every alliance, right now only DC has triggered the lows, but this will apply to every alliance. If you see a DC Ratter in your space right now, take a screenshot of them ratting, clearly showing them ratting and the system they're in. They need to be ratting and showing the system they're in. And send it to a goon diplo, and they will take care of it. So this is not any kind of thing to blue shoot. You may not shoot at them. If you do, you will incur our wrath. Do not. You're not a deputy. We are not deputizing you. You do not get a gun and a badge. Do not shoot them. Go through the appropriate channels, and we will handle it. And for those of you booing, we have allowed blue shoots before, and they always degenerate into terrible things. So. It's never going to happen. DC can change that, by the way. This is not a permanent thing. Once their ESI is brought into compliance, then they will their ratters will be allowed anywhere. The only exception to this, obviously, will be if they get an escalation that goes out of their space, they will be able to move and run that escalation wherever it happens. But as far as, you know, anomalies or mining or anything like that go. That is only in their space. If you are ratting DC space, because it is a Imperium wide policy that you can rat in anyone's space, anyone can rat in anyone else's space. That still applies to you. You can still go into period basis and use that space to crab. That nothing has changed there. All right. More Ist making things to talk about. I have a ton of Ist making things to talk about. Dread Beacons. If you want to pay for your dreads, if you want to pay for your dreads, this is the place to do it. Like, if you can drop a dread and make a ton of money, I have been crabbing this weekend, or this week, I should say, doing beacons, running Ishtars. My wallet has gone up for the first time in like half a year, at least. I've just been spending money for the last half year. I have now made a bit of money for the first time. But beacons are a great way to do it. Beehive is kicking ass. They're kicking ass and taking names. So if you want to run and get a dread, this is how to do it. You know, your dread will pay for itself in a matter of a few days, really. They pay off very fast on beacons. So what does that mean for you? First off, some corps will loan you a dread and let you do it yourself if you have a character who will do it. You might ask around to see if your corp has a policy like that. If not, you can get a loan to buy yourself a dread from the Alliance. We offer a loan of about 5 billion ISK, if I remember correctly. And then what is the preferred dread to do it? Revelation Navy Issue is probably the best dread to do it. So there are a lot of ways to get into it, and you can pay for yourself. Like basically, you can replace your ship very fast by doing this. So and then Beehive will defend you, and Beehive has been up quite a bit. Shout out to Lord Mike / the man JR. He has been running fleets like crazy, so I want to give him a special shout out. But all the Beekeeper boys have been doing an excellent job. Yeah, P&Is are very good. R&I is probably easier, but right now I would probably recommend R&I. And then Lending Bee is a great way to get started. You know, you can get out there, you can start ratting immediately, and you can make your money back, like I said, very quickly. It's also just nice because it pays for the dread that the Alliance wants you to have anyway. So we like it. It's a virtuous cycle. Okay, I think I've gone through everything on my list, which was quite expansive. We're talking about a lot of stuff today. Move is still going on, by the way, guys. We still have not finished the move. GSOL is still putting in a lot of work, and then CCP is adding new systems while we do it. So the move is not done. I do not have a percentage estimate for you, but we are still putting down structures, still adding things. Your corporations are still requesting new structures, and then we are putting those up or allowing them to put them up as the case may be. So, and then we have put a lot of effort into it, and our guys are still putting a lot of effort into it. So give your local GSOLer a hug. They're doing a great job. And then I think that's going to be it, unless one of my directors speaks up, and I will go ahead and ask questions. Okay, what you got, Apple?
We're not doing a move up after the fireside today. We'll probably do one tomorrow around this time. But there are some reasons that it will not work out today to do a move up after the fireside. So be around tomorrow around this time, and then I will make sure that we do a move up.
Okay, great. Teriel says, any news on the first Ermalan move up? We don't have one scheduled yet, Teriel. I think in the next month is the only time frame we have right now. We will try to get that more. FFA on moons. We have Locust coming, and we have Corpse getting moons. Those will basically be getting spun up starting next month, because that's when the fracks will start happening. Beyond, go ahead and talk about your Lending Bee thing.
Yeah, real quick. We had a couple of people asking, like, if general just having questions about Lending Bee. So I'll be doing a talk next weekend, whenever it fits in, about Lending Bee and like how you can make sure you get the right information to me, so we don't have to mail each other 40 times. So yeah, just to help people out getting started.
Great. Powers asks, what PvP ESS response ship should I keep in my ratting system? So yeah, Powers, I've been having a Raven and a Golem in the ESS cloaked while I'm doing it. Like, you can do that if you want, but a Hugin does help a lot there with applying a web. So that can, you know, you can do a number of things, but that's what I've been doing. Catalt's still in 1DQ. Where should we move those? I believe we're still in 1DQ. I don't believe we've moved them to another place in Delve. They should definitely be in Delve.
They're still in the queue.
Okay. Does the Alliance want our liquid ozone excess? I do not know the answer to that.
Send it to, like, GSOL's corp if it's in ULX, and we can take a look at it, or you can PM me on that one, then.
Skyhook, can we drop some where there is none? That, I think we can. Can someone speak on that?
Yeah, I got it. If you... Go ahead, Sam.
Yep. So, if you look at the upgrade list, is the best thing to reference. So if there is a planet that is naked and doesn't have a Poco or a Skyhook, you can drop a Poco and transfer it to GSOL. There's no reimbursement for that. If you drop a Skyhook and transfer it to GSOL, Make sure to look up the right corp, by the way. It's GSF Logistics and Posting Reserves. There's another corp in Goons with GSOL in the name, which is not the right corp. But yeah, so you can transfer the Skyhooks. You'll get paid 500 million ISK. If you're looking at dropping Pocos, so this is where I was saying the upgrade list. If a system is marked as fully upgraded that has the Skyhooks that the Alliance is planning to put down, if you drop Pocos in a system that hasn't been upgraded yet, there is a chance that that gets bowled over with a Skyhook, and you know, you could have just waited instead. So,
all right, I'm getting some people asking about jump bridges in Delve. Those should be coming online starting in early December. But if you want those online, please come help, especially with CAD, Control Alt Delve Alts are mandatory, and we really need them right now. The enemy is putting pressure on Brave, and they're going to ratchet it up this week. So we want you guys to be ready and quick to respond on that kind of thing. We would love, you know, to get as much help to Brave as possible so they can get settled in. It's a big ask that we're asking them. And the enemy has started their strategy, that, and you guys all know this strategy, where they have not really fought for the for a long time. Their strategy is to wear people out, is to just set timers, fight over them, set them again. And it is an effective strategy. It needs to be shut down. So if you guys are available, please go to those CAD fleets and please show up to help Brave. Once they get in a better position where they're set up, where their space is better set up, they will be able to better defend themselves. Will it be putting pressure on Delve? No, they will not.
I just went and looked. So the first of Brave Sov is ticking over to Sov 3 today, actually. So we'll start seeing jump bridges light up in Delve again soon.
There you go. Can we get some hype for the Secret Santa? Right, those have gone up. They should not go up till American Thanksgiving. Those are the rules. But someone went up a little prematurely. It happens to a lot of guys. That is okay. But join the Secret Santa. Those are fun. And you can put your name on the list. You get someone to give a gift to. They get a gift too. Guys, can I talk about one thing about Secret Santa? Please, I think it's just cheesy to be right. Yeah, I would like a Komodo. No one's buying you a Komodo, I'm sorry to tell you. No one is giving away Komodos. And I know this is the smallest of things, but just don't ask for one. All right. Unfitted Daredevils. Wilhelm referencing the deep lore of the time that someone gave me an unfitted Daredevil in Jita as my Secret Santa gift. Thank you to that guy. All right, other questions you got? Eagle Claw was apparently building a Komodo for someone, so if Eagle Claw is the person you get and he does not give you a Komodo, he has broken Texas law, and we will sue him. What is the most interesting gift you see handed out you want for your Secret Santa? So I will say that the most interesting ones for me have certainly been someone where someone put a little time and effort into it. And someone made a maze one year, whereas like a quest. I think Ranger Gamma did this one year. I don't know if it was for me or someone else. Was it you? Okay, yeah. I thought so, yeah. Another person did like a scavenger hunt. Those are always the most fun. And it does take a few hours to set up, but the people will remember them for a lot longer than if you give them even a cool like Kronos with officer mods, will be less remembered than something put time and effort. Pleasing goons and pleasing your wife is generally works the same way. A little effort goes a long way. Being rich doesn't hurt either. Too. Yeah, there you go.
I was going to say poorly.
I'm going to video myself gambling a pile of ISK on the Hypernets and giving anything I win as a gift. Actual degen, seriously degen behavior, Simone Mabata.
Rose, if the girlfriend is playing Eve, then she needs to become your wife, dude, because that's a keeper.
Carusio Rollard Reborn. Good job, Powers. The deep cut that I get. If you guys want to know, this is just, I'll tell you a little bit of history. So, I don't know if it was Carusio Powers or no, it wasn't in Cat Piss. I think it was Cat Piss. Anyway, the reason that we do not allow, here is a, what are those things where you can put a fundraiser and people can donate to your medical bills? What are those called?
GoFundMe.
Like a GoFundMe. The reason we don't allow GoFundMe's is because there was a guy, and it was Catpiss Everdeen, which is a great, great name, by the way. It was such a sad thing. Catpiss Everdeen put up a thing saying, like, my wife has the diabetes and needs surgery, and, you know, she's a bad place. And Catpiss was a degen who was doing the Eve casinos at the time. This was before Hypernet, when casinos were a thing, and he would put all of his money into it. And the goons, being the kind people they are, raised $2,000 for him and gave him $2,000 for his wife, which he spent on Plex, gambled it all away in the Eve casino. And that is why we do not have GoFundMes. And so we kicked him after that, and then probably my favorite moment of the whole thing. What a terrible story, but and a sad story. But then we got an application from a guy who, wouldn't you believe it, was Catpiss Everdeen's neighbor. They lived in the same place, so if their IP was similar, obviously that would be the reason why. And Catpiss had given him all his accounts and all of his stuff. And he wanted to join Goons, but he was not Catpiss, by the way. He was a new person, his neighbor, who wanted to join Goons and was not blacklisted. Please let me in. So obviously we let him in, obviously, because, I mean, you couldn't make up a story like that. So anyway, that is why we do not allow GoFundMes after that sad, sad moment where someone raised money for his wife and then gambled it. Didn't even go to the real casino. Gambled it in the Eve casinos, which really makes it sad. All right. Well, seems like that's about it for the questions. Thank you guys so much for being up at the fireside, and we'll see you all next week. Have a wonderful week. For those of you who are Americans, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.